I am so excited to be preaching about baptism. I love to preach about baptism. I love to call people to be baptized who have chosen the Christian life. And I also love to talk to people who have been baptized and ask them to remember the importance of their baptism. Baptism is so important to the body of Christ. It's important to the church. It's important to your personal faith and your walk with God. Jesus called us to be His disciples and His followers. And baptism is one of and an important part of a commitment to Christ. I want to talk to you this morning about the meaning and importance of Christian baptism and why we're baptized and what it means, what the Bible says about it, and as importantly, what it means in your faith and your journey with God. If you would be a person that's here today and say, yes, I want to be a Christian, and I do want to be pleasing to God. Baptism is many things. I'm going to use a lot of words to describe baptism this morning, but I'm going to start with this. Baptism is a powerful sign of what you believe. It is a powerful sign of what you believe. Later on in the service, at the end of my message, you'll have an opportunity if you would like to be baptized, to make a public profession of that. I'm going to invite you to stand and come to the front. I know that we have a few people that have already expressed to me they want to be baptized, and there may be others here this morning, maybe children, maybe teens, maybe adults, maybe you've been around or in the body of Christ a long time, but you've never been baptized. I'll give you an opportunity later in the service to express a desire to be baptized. Baptism is an important step in your relationship with God. It is a step. It is not the whole process of being a Christian. Just like it's so important that you come to the place to believe who Jesus is, and you come to the place of knowing that you're a sinner and knowing that Jesus wants to forgive you for your sins, and you make that step of believing and trusting, and baptism is a part of that that process. Baptism is moving toward God when you know what God tells us to do and what God calls us to do in order to be a believer. And so I want to challenge you today. If you're here and you are a Christian, I want you to hear the words of Jesus and hear what the Bible says about baptism and ask if God would speak to you in your heart and your life about being baptism and moving toward God. Baptism is a response. It's a response of listening to what Jesus says, listening to what He calls us to do, and responding to Him, following a path that helps you to be closer to God. Baptism is along a pathway of walking toward God, of listening to what God says to you and making the choice for yourselves. I especially want to call those that are here today that are old enough to make the decision for yourself. And many of you have chosen to walk with Jesus, and baptism is a lot like that. It's making a declaration, yes, I choose to be a Christian. When we are baptized, we're following the example of Jesus. You may know from the early days of the early opening of the gospel that Jesus was baptized. Jesus was the Son of God. God sent Him from the beginning to be the Savior of the world. But He set an example to us that before He entered into His public ministry, He also came to the place in His life and His calling as the Son of God that He wanted to be baptized. And so He came, and when He did, John the Baptist's first response was, well, why are you going to be baptized, Jesus? Why you? And He said, it's the will of God. And then as Jesus was baptized, there was the affirmation of God, the Father's voice in His life. This is My Son. I love Him. In Him I am well pleased. And Jesus gives us this example of baptism. Baptism is a sign that every believer in every country, in every language, in every time period of the Christian church, it is the symbol of entering into the covenant relationship with God. Baptism is very special. It is a sacrament. It is a symbol. It is a sign of choosing to live the Christian life for yourself. Baptism is very, very special. Not to be taken for granted, not to be done without really thinking about what it means and saying, I want to follow who Jesus is. Baptism is very special, very important. Baptism in some ways is the way that we say that Jesus is the head of the church, and I'm walking in this step. I'm walking in this process that he calls every person who says that they're a Christian, every person that turns in faith to him. Baptism is what Jesus gave us to do in that beginning step of our relationship with God and as part of the body of Christ. It also brings a unity to the church. It's kind of a way of bringing together the church of every country and every tradition and every expression of Christians around the world. Baptism is that beginning sacrament. It's the time that we're showing a unity in the body of Christ around the world. It's called a sacrament. It's a visible means, it's a visible symbol of what you believe on the inside. Baptism is an outward expression of what you have chosen in your life to walk with Jesus and to be a Christian. It is a sign of faith. It is a symbol of faith. And it's something that you can see. You can't see what someone believes in their heart. You can't see what your brother believes about Jesus. But baptism is that outward sign that God gives us to demonstrate to the people around us in our life and to God himself that I want to be baptized. I want to be a part of the body of Christ. It's also an entry point into the church. It's an entry point into the body of Christ, not this local church. We don't believe that you're baptized into the Church of the Nazarene or to the Mifflinburg Church of the Nazarene. You're baptized into the body of Christ. And when you are baptized, you are saying, I understand that I'm a part of something that Jesus has given us, the body of Christ, with everything that he gave us to learn and understand. It's an interest. It is an entry point into what it means to be a Christian. In the earliest church, baptism was so very important. If you enjoy history, I love reading church history, and you read the first century, the first two centuries of church history, you'll realize how important baptism was. That baptism wasn't like a second on thing to asking Jesus to forgive you for your sins, but baptism was a culmination of that decision to turn to Christ. Baptism in the early church is so important. In fact, you were not considered a Christian in the early church until you were baptized. We believe that when you ask Jesus to forgive you, that's when you become a part of the body of Christ. But the two are so linked together in the scriptures and in church history and in what we believe about it. They're almost inseparable. They're separable, but they're almost inseparable. Because the process of believing and responding to what Jesus calls us to is linked together. And in the early churches, that is that way. You were not regarded a Christian until you were baptized. In fact, the early church had no understanding of anyone who would claim to be a Christian who had not yet been baptized. But in the early church, baptism meant a whole lot. It meant, for one thing, that you were making the decision to be a Christian, but you also were making a decision that would often lead to hardship in your life. Think of what it was to live in the Roman Empire in the early church in about 200 AD. And when you became a Christian, you were baptized, then you subjected yourself to the persecution that took place in the church. And there were people that waited until they knew for sure that they were willing to face hardship for Jesus before they would be baptized. I kind of feel like in our day, we don't live with that. Not here. We might soon. We actually might soon. Someday soon, we actually may face some of the persecution that has gone on in church history at different times. In the early church, I think of places around the world today, to be baptized can almost be a death wish in some countries and cultures. And if certain people find out that you've been baptized in the Christian faith, and you know what I'm talking about, in much of the Islamic world, not all of it, but part of it, you all know I have many of you know I have a very special friend in India, Vinay, and he's a pastor, and we stay in touch, and he comes often, and we're closest friends on earth as you can have. Vinay lives in a place where people are beaten because they become Christians. He has friends in ministry who have been beaten because they went out to the river and they baptized, and other people could see them. They were baptized because they believed And doing what Jesus called them to do was more important than what people thought about them. That gives me a lot to think about. The early church, throughout church history, baptism and in its many forms and methods has been a unifying symbol of believers and following Jesus. Church history is so many stories and pictures of the importance and the meaning of baptism over different centuries and different cultures and, you know, different ways that people baptize and different methods. And, you know, all those things seem to change over time. But the symbol of baptism is so precious and important for us to remember. Baptism is important to our church. It's important to the Church of the Nazarene. We believe very deeply. One of our articles of faith in the Church of the Nazarene is about the importance of baptism and that and how significant it is. Throughout church history, there are two kinds or two forms of baptism that have been embraced in the Christian church over the centuries. And I just want to briefly describe the first one and then focus more on the second. The first one is infant baptism. Some of you were a part of a church or a part of a faith before you ever were aware of it, that your parents or someone took you to a church and you were baptized. Infant baptism, the faith of the parents. And much of the Christian church and from the earliest century of the church practiced infant baptism. Some of you have been baptized as a baby or a small child. Our church, and I as a pastor, don't focus much on infant baptism, but I focus on something called infant dedication or baby dedication. And families often bring their children or bring a baby to the church on a Sunday morning, and we have a great celebration. And we, as Jesus was brought to the temple when he was a baby and he was dedicated to the Lord, we bring our children to the church and we dedicate them to the Lord. And that's an important time. That is the faith of the parents. We don't believe that that saves the child. We believe that the parents are making a promise and a commitment to say, we choose the Christian life and we make a promise to God and the church family and our family that we will raise that child to be a Christian and to live the Christian life. Infant baptism, infant dedication is an important time for families, a time of promise. We focus in our church, and the baptism that I'm really talking about this morning is a different kind of baptism. You might call it faith baptism or believer's baptism, but that's when you come to the time in your life when you're old enough to understand what Jesus calls us to. When you're old enough, you come to that place in your life when you understand that you need to ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins and come into your life. You make a personal choice to be a Christian. Faith baptism is the baptism that's described in the New Testament of what Jesus calls us to. When you come to the place of being a believer, then the next step for you is to be baptized and to make that public profession of faith for the people around you and to God. It's a personal choice of faith where we make the choice for ourselves. I don't want to baptize anybody in our church family or from the ministry that I have, that God's called me to, who has not made the personal choice of asking Jesus to come into their hearts. But if you've done that today, I want to challenge you and call you to be baptized. If you've made that choice and that decision and you want to do that, I want to call you to do that and to continue that journey with Jesus. Matthew chapter 28 is one of the two places called the Great Commission. Matthew 28 says this scripture. Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. I want to highlight two words from that. One is baptizing. This is Jesus saying to the church, just before he ascended to heaven, I want you to go and make disciples. I want you to baptize them, and I want you to teach them. You see, a walk with God is not like this is over and it's done and I'm finished, but a walk with God is a lifetime experience, that teaching part, learning, growing, maturing, seeking God's Spirit. It's a lifelong process. You have becoming a believer, becoming a disciple. You have a moment of baptism, and then you have a lifetime of seeking God's Spirit. Many scriptures tell us about baptism. Acts chapter 2 says this, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. I notice in there every one of you. There's not a person here this morning that God does not call to repentance and baptism and seeking Him. And I call you to consider that today. Baptism is a public profession of your faith in Jesus, that you believe who Jesus is. In order to become a Christian, you must believe who Jesus is. You must believe that Jesus lived a perfect life, that Jesus died on the cross, and that Jesus was raised from the dead. That's the core of the gospel of what we believe about Jesus. In order to become a Christian, you accept what God has said is true, and you say, yes, I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to believe that. You also express that you acknowledge the Lord, that you're a sinner, and that you've sinned before God, and that Jesus is able to forgive you, and you have a heart that says, God, I turn from my sins. I know that I've done wrong, and I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And when we ask God to forgive us, 1 John says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The forgiveness of sins. You acknowledge who you are. You acknowledge that God wants to forgive you and that you accept the forgiveness of God. Baptism is following Jesus. Baptism is saying in your heart, I am going to follow His will all the days of my life. Baptism is a promise. It's a promise to God. It's a promise to the people around you that you are going to follow Him, that you are going to do what He calls you to do. Baptism is an important promise. It's not a promise that you're perfect. It's not a promise that you'll never mess up. It's not a promise that you always get it right or that you won't make mistakes or that you won't stumble. The promise is, God, I'm choosing today, I'm going to walk with you. I'm choosing today to give it all that I can. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to be obedient to whatever He shows me in my life. And I'm going on that journey. I just wonder today, kind of interrupting my train of thought, is there some people here today who have never asked God to forgive them? And today is a day that you can do that. Today's a day that you can say, God, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I want to be a Christian. I want to walk with you. I know I'm not perfect. I know I don't understand a lot. But you don't have to understand it all to respond with a heart that's humble before God. He invites you to respond to Him. It's a promise that you make to God. God, help me. God, lead me. I'm going to walk in this journey and follow you. It is a beginning point. It's not the end point of being a Christian. Being baptized doesn't mean you're finished. Being baptized says that you're walking with Jesus and He's going to lead you. Something becomes new when you're baptized. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And that's what baptism is. It's newness. Becoming a Christian, God changes you. When you are a believer and that point, whatever, between you and God, when you say, God, yes, I want to walk with you and I commit myself to you today, God knows that time. Baptism is also that time saying, God, I'm going to make it public. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm going to say, God, I want to be walking with you. Baptism is special. Baptism is a celebration for the body of Christ, and we should celebrate baptism. We should celebrate each other's choice and decision. We should remind each other about it. You know what? I was baptized whatever many years ago. What did it mean? What does it mean today for me? What am I saying by being here this morning? What am I saying by being here and even hearing these words about baptism? What do I need to do to make sure that my heart and my life is right with God? Baptism is a celebration. Baptism is a commitment. It's a commitment to Christ. It's a commitment to a growth. It's a commitment to being a learner, to be a student. It's a commitment to say, Jesus, you lead me and I'll go. It's also a community. Baptism takes place in the midst of community. You can probably go, I guess, theological and be baptized by yourself. Doesn't make a lot of sense, maybe, if it's a public profession. But you know, baptism takes place all over the world in all kinds of places and all kinds of combinations of people, sometimes 1,000 people, sometimes 3 or 4. but it takes place in community. Because when you are a Christian, you know that you're a part of something bigger. You're part of the body of Christ. Community is important. Baptism is a day always to remember. Think back, if you would, to your baptism. If you've already been baptized, I was about 15 or 16. I'm not sure exactly when, but I do remember the day. I remember my mom bought me a white shirt to wear. I remember where I was baptized, Thelma and Leon Fry's pool in Dayton, Ohio. But what I remember about it spiritually, when I came up out of the water, I felt something that I will cherish in my life spiritually. I felt God say, Wayne, you belong to me, and I belong to you. That was special for me. I hope your baptism, and sometimes baptism is remembered better, but I pray that you understand how important your baptism is. And this morning, I encourage you to think back to that baptism. Think back to that promise. Think back to that commitment. And ask you the question today, are you living out the promise? Are you living up to your baptism? Are you living according to what God wants for your life? He cares deeply about it. And this morning, I want to invite you that are here and not baptized, I'd like to invite you to express your desire to be baptized in a few minutes. I'm going to invite you to come to the front if you'd like to be baptized. We're going to stand and sing a song that we sang last week in one of our services, a song about who Jesus is, about His blood on the cross. It's kind of a quiet song. It's a deep song. I want you to think about who Jesus is. And at the end of that song, then I'm going to pray for those that want to be baptized. While we're singing this song, would you stand with me? And Debbie's going to come and play. And I'm going to invite you to sing it along with us. And while we're singing, if you would like to be baptized, I'm just going to invite you to come to the front, kind of across here the front. Or if there's anything that you want to pray about today, I want to invite you to come and pray. We're going to have prayer together. Then we're going to have Holy Communion again, celebrating the grace of Jesus. Sing with us this song. And come and stand or kneel in the front if you're interested in being baptized today. I invite you to do that. Would you sing with us?